Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. We thank you for joining us on this beautiful weekend here in the Hudson Valley, midsummer. It's absolutely gorgeous and lots going on throughout our region. You might want to find some of those things on our website, which is ulsterchamber.org. Check out all of the great things that we have, not just for visitors to our area, but for all of us as well. And for Chamber members, a couple of great networking opportunities. The first one is going to be on July 27th at the Chateau. Beautiful new event space here in Kingston, the former Hillside Manor, sponsored by our friends at PuroClean Professional Restoration and the Green Janitor. Again, mark down the date. That's July 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. And then the great August Mixer is going to be at the beautiful Hudson River Maritime Museum down in the Kingston waterfront. August the 17th is the date from 5 to 7 o'clock. Beautiful, beautiful space and a great museum. So much going on there, particularly this time of the year. And special thanks to our sponsor of that event, Begnell Motors. Our guests on the radio today are indeed from Begnell Motors. Larry, Brian, Tim Begnell. Good morning.
Good morning, Ward.
Good morning.
Great to see you all here today, bright and early.
Nice to be seen.
It is indeed. So I think 2016 will go down as record as the year when all of the hotels were being built, bringing more and more travel visitors to the area. But the real news has been what's happening on Route 28 by the three-way traffic circle, construction of a brand new dealership for Begnell Motors. Talk about it.
Yes. Well, we're excited about it. We're thrilled to get it started and get it done. We've had a little delay because we enlarged the building before we started because they told us if we did it later, it would cost a lot more money and a lot more disruption. And we try to avoid that, so we said, let's just do it now. So that necessitated some building changes in the roof structure and the beams and whatnot. So it set us back a couple of months, but it's going to be worth it in the long run. So we're probably looking at first quarter of 17 before it's open to the public.
And what a spot it is, right by the throughway traffic circle, high visibility. The traffic count has got to be unbelievable on that part of the road.
Yeah, we're just looking for the parking. We're just jammed right now with the new vehicles we've been selling. We've gotten heavy-duty trucks in, and all the fleets have taken notice of that. So Central Hudson and Verizon have all gotten into Dodge Ram trucks. And we get them in our lot, and it's like, hello. These things are 11 feet tall.
And Brian and Tim, this is about all you've known, right, is 515 Albany Avenue.
Yeah, that's been it. So we've been on 3.5 acres, and we're going to have 8 acres at the new place, and that should solve all of our parking problems.
Absolutely. So when did you actually start working for Begnell Motors, Brian?
Oh, I started probably back in the late 80s with washing the windows and running parts and all that good stuff. So I've been officially working since 1995, so 21 years.
Ever any question when you were growing up that this is what you're going to be doing?
I didn't have a choice. I was brought to work in the mornings during the summer.
Right.
So, you got used to it and, grown to love it and wouldn't have it any other way.
Tim, what about you?
Yeah, 2000 was when I officially started full-time, as opposed to the same thing, going down summertime and sweeping the lot or washing the cars or, like I said, picking the weeds out of the...
But they do push a mean broom.
Yeah.
Good way to start, right?
Yep. But they did. They went through the whole process, yeah. Both of them. They've been in the parts department. Service. They've been in the service department. They've been in the office. Brian went to dealer school in Detroit for Chrysler. And of the whole class, he was the only one that knew how to read a financial statement. Nobody else could do it that was in that class. So they've learned the craft well and done a good job doing it.
And you have seen, Larry, quite a number of changes in the automobile business the last 40 years or more, huh?
Yes, and more so in the last three or four than in all the 27, 37 before that, because it's changing at lightning speed now. It's just everything is computerized, and it's almost getting past me. I defer to these guys now because they've picked up the ball, and they have the answers to the questions when they arise.
Brian, talk about the vehicles that you sell at Begnell Motors. What do you have?
We have Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, and we've just acquired Fiat.
Ta-da! Big news!
Yes. So we'll have all the models of Fiat, the 500, the 500X, the 500L. The Spider convertible will be coming pretty soon. So we're excited about it.
Very exciting. What's that?
We'll save a Spider for you.
Would you please? They're two-seaters, right? Like the old Fiat Spider? Wow. And the reason you've got Fiat is because the company that owns Chrysler Jeep now also produces Fiat
Chrysler,
right?
Yep.
And what else, when we were in Italy, Lancia, did we see, Larry? What else
do they make? Lancia is a separate, that's basically rebadged cars over there in Europe. I don't think you'll see those cars come stateside. That's going to stay over there. Is that because the Journey has got a Lancia Fremont model, uh-huh. which is basically the same thing as the Journey. So it's just, those cars are basically rebadged something else in the line.
Right.
But, you know, there's only five dealers in the Northeast Business Center that they've given this to. Most of those Fiat dealers are standalone stores. We're going to integrate this in with our full dealership, so everybody will be able to do anything in the store with it. Service, parts, sales, it'll all be in one deal.
Fantastic. And, you know, you've also been through see the changes over the years when before there was Chrysler, before there was Jeep, and it's amazing how
started out with American Motors. As a matter of fact, I just bought a book yesterday online, The Great American Icon. It's about the real story between the sale of Jeep to Chrysler with Renault. So I'm anxiously waiting for it. I want to read that book. It'll be interesting because I was involved in a lot of the details back then. I was on an ad board, and we had a lot of national things that we were doing. So interested to see what was going on behind the doors when I was in front of the doors.
What would you say was like the most significant event that occurred over all those years in terms of the vehicle that really propelled this dealership forward?
No question it's Jeep. You know, Jeep has been the car that's really, it's always been in the forefront of SUV. They've had their foot out front. They've still got the best four-wheel drive system of anybody out there. Nobody can touch their four-wheel drive system for off-roading capability. And it really has made the difference. Anybody in the business will tell you Jeep is the gold standard of four-wheel drive vehicles. And they make sure that they stay on top. And, you know, we went through some lean times, and they product-starved us for a while, and they badge-engineered us for a while with the Eagle brand, which was just badged from something else. But Jeep was always Jeep. It stayed by itself. They stuck to their guns, and I mean that Wrangler has been the same really since 1941. It really has not changed a whole heck of a lot since that first ones came off the assembly line, and now they're building everyone they can build. Is sold right away.
Tim, this is the time of year for those vehicles, right? You got people coming in the showroom looking for Wranglers.
Oh yeah, it's one of our better sellers and tougher ones to find. It is. It's a convertible vehicle when you need it. It's really an all year one, but a lot of people do it for the summer.
I can't tell you how many I see on the road. Also, they've done something a little extra to them: bigger wheels, bigger tires.
That's another fun. You can customize them. You know, you can make them, you know, aggressive for off roading, for extreme off roading, or, you know, as simple as just the way it comes from the factory. And you can still go down a little muddy trail and make yourself feel like you did a little, you know, extreme off roading.
So what's changed with the addition of the four-passenger vehicle? Is that more popular now than the original, or the four-door, rather?
Yeah, I mean, more people are looking for the four-doors just for the fact that it's a little bit more versatile than the two-door. You know, you can get more stuff in there, you know, camping gear or, you know, whatever you're going to be putting in there, kids, you know. It's a little tougher with the two-door sliding that seat up and down. But, so the four-door, I think, is a little bit more popular than the two-door at this point.
But that's what my father used to tell me all the time. Don't order them in the winter. You'll never sell them. They were seasonal. You know, the spring was the time to have them. They'd sell throughout the summer. And then once August, September hit, whatever you had left, you were probably going to be sitting with till next year.
Well, is that true?
Yeah, that's what it used to be. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
They sell year-round all the time.
And they used to be 5% were automatic transmissions. Now it's like 1% is standard transmissions. They've completely changed. And some of our longtime listeners will probably remember the Red Rover from back in 1984.
That's right.
WKNY had on the road every morning and listened to Margaret and whoever else was in there and telling us where not to go. Yeah. There's a two-car backup at the throughway circle.
Gotta watch out. Watch out for those. Yeah, the old Wrangler. That was quite a great, great vehicle. You all drive Jeeps, though, I assume, right, Brian?
I have a Durango. I have two children, so the Durango, the Dodge Durango sets up better for us with the rear video and everything. So
explain what that vehicle is. I'm not that familiar.
That's a seven-passenger version of the Grand Cherokee, essentially. It's just elongated couple of feet, and you know, it's got a third row seat in it, so that's what we like to drive around in.
But not for long, because there is a third row seat coming in the Jeep in probably the middle and end of next year, 2017. The Grand Wagoneer is coming back.
It's got to be one of the fun things about being in the business, the changes that come your way and the improvements and all of that. So, yeah, where are vehicles going with the lower priced gasoline, people driving SUVs?
Car business is very static to underperforming right now.
Industry-wide, you mean?
Industry-wide, yep, not just us. Everybody is just not buying small cars. They're buying crossover vehicles. That's what like. We've got the Patriot and the Compass in that venue, the Dodge Journey. That's the cars that they're buying, and the Jeep Cherokee. You know, that's a wildly successful vehicle since they did it over. Gets good gas mileage, and it's running a whole different legion of people past us with it.
I do want to talk a bit more about the new facility coming, which will be here before you know it. What's going to change, Brian, from what you have now, other than just more space?
We'll have a 35,000 square foot building where now we have about, 13 or 14,000 square foot. So it's easily double the size. We'll have more bays for service. So we'll have more technicians.
More parking.
Yeah, that's the common thing, more parking.
We'll have everything together, too.
Yeah, and nice. Everything will be in one location. The fast service oil change will be there, the used car department, the new car department. So everybody will be together.
More parking.
Yeah. Apparently, Larry wants more parking.
Oh, he'll get it. He should get it. That's for sure.
I mean, that's one of the biggest stumbling blocks we run into. People just say, I couldn't find a place to park. And it's frustrating for everybody. We do our darndest to keep that lot clear every morning, but it's just hard. We have to stay on top of it. It's almost a full-time job.
Now, so what's changed? Because you have, over the years, added more property around yours to make that even a larger footprint. Does Chrysler now... Have you?
We're just selling more cars.
More vehicles?
We've got more cars and more inventory. I mean, we used to sell, 15, 20 new cars a month. Now we're approaching 100 every month. And, to do that, you need 300 cars in stock to sell 100 new cars a month.
And is that what people want these days still? They want to come in and see the car
they do.
Want right there rather than order it?
Yeah, that'll never change. They all want to see, what it drives like, what it feels like first before they make a decision. Some people who've had the same car the 3 years before or something, they may make that decision. But for the most part, they'll shop on the internet, but they want to see that car and touch it and know that that's what they're getting.
Get the new car smell.
Oh, yeah. And so how has that internet changed your business? Has it helped it, hurt it? What's it done?
It's like a mixed bag. Some people advertise not the most honest way to do it. And, the people come up with these prices and you look at it and go, well, how are they getting there? That's not even remotely possible. But, you work at it long enough, you have good customer service like we do. And, we can get around some of that stuff. So,
and you've got a great website. So folks can see the cars.
www.begnallmotors.com. So,
all right. So, and Tim's greeting folks as they come in very often in the showroom. How many people want that little red Wrangler that's parked there?
Far too many. I mean, to the point we put the not for sale sign on it, but it's a good showpiece, and that'll go over the new showroom. It'll be a little beacon drawing people in, and it's nice. It's definitely a conversation piece.
What is it anyway?
It's a CJ5. It's
six.
CJ6. It's 57. Elongated a little bit, though.
That's what the CJ6 was. They had the CJ5, but they had the 3 and the 5 way back then. And I was down in Florida, and I drove past the dealership, and I looked, and I said, what is that? Because I thought it was a Scrambler, which we had in the mid-'80s. And then I spotted the tire on the side. I said, no, that's not a Scrambler. They were in the back, so I went in and looked, and here was this 57 with 4,000 miles on it from Marco Island.
This was when, last year?
Last summer, or last winter. So I scooped it up and brought it home. I said, this would make a great conversation piece for the showroom. And it has. I mean, people look at that thing, and I remember my grandfather had something, and he was in the war, and he worked on these. And, it brings back a lot of memories for people, so it's good. And when we get in the new building, I have another car with memories. We have a 29 Dodge Wrecker, which we bought.
This is a model or a full size?
This is the real deal.
You and your models, right?
Yeah, this is the real deal. So we're going to have that in the showroom, too. That's the first year that Dodge really built trucks, per se. And this was converted from what the history that I got on it was converted from a panel van, and they used to send them out to a bodybuilder. And this went to Manley, who was a bodybuilding company, and they built the wrecker body on the back, and it's still there. It was in storage for 50-something years someplace, and somebody found it and dragged it out, and lo and behold, we got it.
Where'd you find it?
We got it from Bert Dietz. I don't know where he got it from, but he had it, and he wanted to move it, and I said, well, you know what? He came to me and says, you're the guy to get it, and he says, you're right. So away we went.
The Dodge brothers, weren't they something, though?
Yes, they were. And it's got a nice little, those wooden boards on the side, and it says, we haul Chevys and Fords.
Nice. So look for that. Brian, when's the new facility going to open?
Oh, we're open by March or April. It's always tough not knowing what we're going to deal with the winter. The last year was fantastic as far as weather went, and we got a lot of stuff done at the property that they didn't think they were going to be able to get done. Now, this year, who knows? Hopefully we get some of the same weather we had this past winter, and that'll make things go a lot smoother.
So let's go back to that brand new line, the Fiats. Are they coming when you get to the new place, or are you going to get them sooner than that? When are the Fiats coming in?
No, we have them available now. We've recently gotten a few of them in and have a few more on order. Hopefully we're going to find out in a week or so when we can order the Fiat 124 convertible. So we think that'll be a big seller. We're excited. We haven't had a convertible like that in 6-7 years. So
sports car too.
It's really
a sports car more than a convertible.
Fast.
It's supposed to be. Yeah, it's a smaller car, so it's similar to the Mazda Miata. So we're excited for that.
Right. And where are you going to put those? You're just talking about the space issue, right?
I know. They're small cars. They don't take up a lot of room.
Right. Yeah, currently we have them over at the pre-owned department across from McDonald's, and we'll have a little stable of them there with some signage and such, and the salesmen in there have been fully trained on it, and they're ready to go to sell some Fiats.
Fantastic. And you have in that same location a phenomenal selection of certified pre-owned cars also,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have over 150. Pre-owned vehicles in there. Anything you want. We're one of the few dealers in Kingston that carries just about anything. So,
and can you get something you don't have?
We can get anything you want. The World Wide Web.
Fantastic.
We can find it.
Right. Got a great core people, Larry, who've been with you for a long time. Some of those guys over in the service department and in the used car, they've been with you for a long time. Says a lot about your dealership and about the way you handle people.
Mm, yeah, last year at our Christmas party, we gave out a 40-year award, a 30-year award, and 3 20-year awards. So they've been around a long time. So we're really thankful to have people like that, and grateful that they stick around. And you take care of them, they take care of you, and they take care of the customer, and it makes a nice big circle. Everybody's happy.
But I'm not sure, Tim, people realize how very often in a lot of dealerships you've just got a constant change up of people there.
Usually, that's a lot of that just goes to the business itself. A lot of people, especially like salespeople, usually that's a revolving door a lot of places. They come in with this expectation of making millions, and they can make money. Don't get me wrong, but it's kind of eye opening, and it's kind of like this is not what I thought it was going to be. Not for me, and so they're out.
It's a lot of hours, a lot of work, and a lot of hours.
And once you find somebody, Brian, it's good to hold on to them, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We've had both of our sales managers. Paul's been there since 1992. And
Paul Rober.
And Kevin Crockett's been there since 1998. So.
Wow. It's fantastic.
Kevin's coming up on 20 years.
And in your service department, you got people there for a long time also, right?
Yeah. Jimmy Barnes has been there for 40 years. And Joe Frangello's been there for 30 years.
So again, I think that's a part of customer service, right? When you are able to see the same face when you come into the dealership, whether it's the service or the showroom.
Yep.
Fantastic. Okay, so lots of cars to sell the rest of this summer. What's going to be hot the rest of July and August? What do you figure?
Well, it's going to be the Jeeps for sure, number one. That's the number one on the ticket. The Cherokees, the Wranglers, the Grand Cherokees. The new minivan just came out, the Chrysler Pacifica. So that's taken off already. A lot of people see that. It's a brand new vehicle. It's got all kinds of new innovations in it. So we're very excited about that car. It's going to be a big seller for us.
How has it changed from the Dodge minivan?
It's totally new. Everything in the car is new. They've just done all kinds of features. Everything that, you know, that they've gone out to the customers that had them before. What did you like? What didn't you like about the car? And they put it all together, and this car is the epitome of everything that people wanted. So it's all there.
How many passengers?
7, and it can go to 8.
Wow. And the new Jeep will have, what, 7 also?
That is going to be, I believe, just a 7 passenger. Might go to 8, depends on what they do with that middle row.
Again, that's not till next year, you
said,
though,
right? Not till next year. It's done. It's a completed project, but we haven't been given all the details on it yet.
Right.
So it's going to compete against a Land Rover, that type of a vehicle.
Great. The name sounds familiar.
Grand Wagoneer?
Grand Wagoneer.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't built one since 1991. That was the old Woody. There's still a ton of them around. Well, you see those. You go up to the Cape Cod, and they're everywhere. Nantucket, it's like the prime vehicle up there. But they're everywhere up there, and people love those cars.
When did they stop making them?
91.
And they started in?
They started in 1963.
And the change?
1962.
And the change over those years?
Not a zero zip. People used to come in and say, does the back window still have trouble going up? Yep. I'll take a red one this time.
Great vehicle. Wonderful stories. So currently 515 Albany Avenue, Kingston. Give folks contact information, website, phone number, all that. Brian?
Website's www.bagnallmotors.com. Phone number is 845-331-JEEP. We're there 7 days a week, so...
All right, and you find a lot of information on the internet, as I said, 515 Albany Avenue, easy to find. And so you're opening in 2017 on Route 28, right by the three-way traffic circle.
Yep.
The expected date, and we're doing a small little poll here with obviously a prize to the closest date. So, Larry, you go first. You'll be open by what date next year?
I would say April 15th, tax day.
Favorite day of the year, of course. Yeah. Brian?
I'll say April 27th.
4/27, Brian. Tim?
It's his mother's birthday. Smart boy.
Oh, very good.
I'm shooting early. I'm going to go March.
March 29th. Or March?
An even smarter young kid. That's my birthday.
March 29th. All right. So sometime between the 29th of March next year and probably the 27th of April, you'll see a brand new dealership on Route 28 right by the Kingston Thruway Traffic Circle. Stop it and check it out. Thanks very much to Larry, Brian, and Tim Begnell for being on the radio.
Thanks for having us.
Continued success. And Larry, thank you for your service to the Chamber. He is our current chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, so a volunteer position. We will double your pay next year.
All right.
So thank you for that. Thanks for all your service and all your help.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. And thanks for your sponsorship. Can you bring some Fiats maybe down to the Hudson River Maritime Museum?
Yes, we can.
Next month?
We will.
If you'd like to see those. In fact, any cars you want to showcase at that time, Begnell Motors, proud sponsors of our mixer, August 17th, down to the Hudson River Maritime Museum. Should be a great event. So I'll see you there.
See you there.
I'll see you there.
All right. Thanks very much. Again, a reminder, it's on July 27th, our next mixer, and right after that's going to be at the former Hillside Manor, now the Chateau, and then August 17th, Hudson River Maritime Museum, sponsored by Begnell Motors. Want to remind you, and if you're interested in learning more about bringing out the inner leader in you, right now it's a great chance to look at the Ulster Leadership Development Institute, a program that's been going on for 25 years. Gives young folks a chance to find out what's great about your local community. We'll meet with government officials and with political leaders, with folks in the business community and not-for-profit. And it's a 9-month program that kicks off with a great retreat in September. Find out more, go to the Chamber website, or you can call Ingrid Kulik at the Chamber office at 338-5100, extension 106. A great program for future leaders in our region. And that's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio. See you next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.